You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Wasn't there a story that started this whole thing? Some guy got trapped in a store overnight.
It was a Walgreens or something.
That's
yeah,
right.
Like,
yeah.
I think he went in there and like hid, and then the store closed, and then he got out and started like eating snacks and jacking around, and the police ended up busting him, got in big trouble. But
right. It
led us to start thinking, like, you know, what's the one store that you'd want to just hide in, and then they close for the night, and then you get free reign of the store just to do whatever you want.
It's
There's no silent alarms. The police aren't showing up, but
you
get to do whatever you want in the store.
I know some people are going to text. They're going to say, well, you know, these days they've got motion. So it's okay. Take all of that out.
Take all that out.
Try your best to have some fun with us. Imagine there's no motion sensors or a security dog or anything like that.
Yeah.
You're just trapped in the store and you get free reign of it. What store would be the best for that?
And I have another caveat. Like, a lot of people are going to probably immediately jump to a store where, like, I got to be in a store where they have food so I can eat overnight. Let's throw that out, too, and let's say that you have packed a lunch tote.
You bet.
You got a little lunch tote, you got some snacks, you got a cooler with some drinks, so it doesn't have to be a store with food.
Or you're just having so much fun, you don't even bother thinking about stopping to eat.
That, too.
So take the food out of it.
So take the food out. Damn it, and I still chose Costco.
Oh, for God's sakes. I think I'm going to win.
I'm going to do Costco, I think.
I think what I've decided. Well, first of all, explain your Costco answer.
Well, it's just they've got all the toys and stuff in there. Things that you want to buy but you don't want to spend the money on. So I think I'd go in and play with some of the gadgets they have, some of the products. They've got nice couches in there that you can lay on. Yes, you can eat food. You can eat a rotisserie chicken while I'm in there, and maybe one of the little snack ladies could tag along with me overnight.
So
me and Ethel.
You might be surprised. You know how occasionally you'll do like a sports story on the show and you're like, that's not your style.
At all. Yeah.
So you might be surprised. I might lean toward choosing something like a Cabela's or a Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, I thought about those. Bass Pro would be awesome.
Okay.
Because there's
stuff to do.
Yep. And they've got fish tanks and stuff that you can hop in and swim with the fish.
There's all sorts of stuff. So if you're going to be trapped and you're just looking for something to do, like, I think my first thought when we were talking about this several days ago was something stupid like a bookstore. Like, oh, to be like in a tattered cover overnight.
No, you got ATVs at Bass Pro that you can hop on and zip around the whole store.
And that's what I'm thinking. You could play. You could drive all over
100%.
The place. You could... I think I might want to do that.
Try on fishing vests.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Get in a belly boat.
But, I mean, you could get, like, a fishing rod, and you could practice casting.
Put a circus peanut on the end of it.
Into their little pond.
And
they do have stuff like beef jerky and stuff if you want a snack.
That's right. Absolutely.
Anyway.
Josh, you have one? Come here. Come here, you nerd. Here he comes. Skimping.
Josh chose Lululemon.
I was going to say it's probably Lululemon.
Lululemon, right?
No, I have a good one, I think. I would choose the Lego store. Dude, I'd be
occupied. That's pretty good.
Solid.
That's pretty good.
Sit me in there all night, and your whole store will look so cool after that, too.
I like that.
Because everything will be built.
Because I want the Atari one and the original Nintendo one, but I don't want to pay for it, so I could just do it there in the store.
That's a great answer.
It'll be like... the Elf movie where he built everything in the store. That's what it would look like.
That would be
you. That's a great answer, buddy.
That's really good.
You know, if they still had Toys R Us, that would be a good choice too, because they have Legos, but then they have all the other toys you can play with.
Get you into Power Wheels. Your thumbs would be sore by the morning, though, wouldn't they?
Oh, they'd be bleeding.
Yeah.
That's like Bass Pro Shop, though, is an adult version of a toy store.
100%. With guns.
Yeah, with guns.
All right, so those are
skeet shooting.
These are great answers. So now we want yours. Think of the store that you'd like to be locked in overnight. Jeremy went with
Costco.
I went with like either a Bass Pro Shop or Cabela's, and Josh chose the Lego store.
Ton of IKEA's coming in. A lot of IKEA on my Facebook. I love Terry's. Dunkin' Donuts. Because a lot of people are writing in, because, you know, I said, you know, it doesn't have to be a place with food because you could pack a lunch tote. But then some people are like, well, what if I'm all about the food?
That's all they want is the
food.
So
Dunkin' and Cold Stone Creamery came in pretty high on my list.
That's pretty funny.
Those are good.
Marley went with Bed Bath & Beyond. You know what's funny about that is our new studios that we're in, the new home of Mix 100 is in an old BB&B.
We're the Beyond part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? They converted it, and now we're inside. There's like the ghost of like comforters.
Yeah.
All over the place here. Shannon is going for any liquor store. All right, you lush.
Might have a problem. Debbie said Macy's. Macy's?
Hmm.
Am I missing something?
Hmm.
Macy's overnight?
I think Kim is along the same lines that I was going with Cabela. She says an REI. There's bikes. There's kayaks you can sit in and pretend to kayak. There's clothing, shoes, tents if you want to take a nap. There's snacks.
Hold on. You mean you're going to sit there overnight in a kayak and pretend to kayak all night?
No, but I like the idea of the bicycle thing where you can just cruise around.
That's better than sitting in a kayak with a paddle pretending that you're in water.
She's trying to have some fun.
That is not fun. Chris said the Ranky Brothers, the costume store.
Good one.
That's a great one, Chris.
Boy, they used to do stuff for us all the time.
Oh, we'd always wear costumes to work. Not anymore.
Man. I haven't heard about the Ranky Brothers.
Oh, man.
Here's Mariana on the phone. Mariana, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
What store are you picking and why?
I'm not paying. Well, I would agree with Jeremy to pick Costco.
Right?
My husband
chickens.
Works for Costco.
Yeah.
Yes, they have everything.
Yeah.
My husband works for Costco, and he told me a story that an employee got stuck in the back bathroom overnight. And so she couldn't speak English, and they found her sleeping in the clothing section.
See, that looks, yeah, climbing up there on that big pile of clothes. I would do that.
Yes.
Comfortable.
And the food and all the
yes,
toys.
Yes, it would
and
be a hell of a time.
Books, if you wanted to peruse some books and look at that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Go down the cereal aisle.
Now they sell alcohol, so I would take the alcohol aisle.
Yeah. How did they forget her in the bathroom?
She was, like, stuck in the back bathroom, and it was closing. They were closing, and they didn't realize where she was.
That sounds horrible.
That's funny.
Little help.
I think it's hilarious.
I'm so glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Thank you. Love you, boys.
Kisses.
Love you back. That's like my good buddy Milo, his classic story. He went into the bathroom at a bar down in the 16th Street Mall several years ago. It was late, near closing time, and he fell asleep. And when he woke up, the place was deserted, empty, dark, locked up.
Yeah.
He's in a bar downtown, after hours, locked up. And so he thought, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So eventually he knew there was an alarm, but he just made a run for one of the doors, you know, that pushed open, shoved it open. The alarm starts going off, and he hauled ass down 16th Street Mall to get away.
Oh,
he
my gosh.
Never got caught, but he woke up in a place where he had been locked in overnight.
You think they do it once over, you know, before everybody leaves for the night.
You would think.
Shields keeps popping up. Isn't that big place down in the Springs with the Ferris wheel and everything inside?
Is it?
I think it is. That would be kind of fun all night, just sitting on a Ferris wheel.
Jennifer's going with Brookstone. She says they have massage chairs and cool gadgets.
They do have cool gadgets. Are Brookstones around anymore? They might be. That's a great, gadgets galore. Kim says the Denver Broncos team store. They get boring really fast. Man. Hobby Lobby came in, just sitting there doing crafts all night.
Somebody picked Waterworld. Who was it? It's they didn't sign their name. Sign your name, people. Waterworld.
That'd be fun.
They said I would float the lazy river all night.
All night long.
See, when we first started talking about this, like I didn't think there were that many places, but now all of a sudden I'm like, there's a bunch of good places.
Now, let me ask you something. Are we allowed to get away with whatever we want in these stores? Because it's that whole fantasy of like you're at Macy's in the China department, the flatware department. Are you able to break all the dishes and stuff and have fun?
Well, that was my dream as a weird, violent dream that I had as a kid that I had like a baseball
bat.
You
want to smash things.
And
yes.
I was going around smashing everything.
So I'm wondering, because somebody wrote in with St. Nick's, the Christmas place, which let me say, I love St. Nick's. We go in there every year and let the kids pick out ornaments, blah, blah, blah. But if you were in there overnight with a baseball bat,
I'd go crazy.
I'd go nuts in that store with the ornaments, throwing them up in the air and hitting them. That would be a blast.
That's
so fun.
Funny. Somebody else didn't sign their name. What's wrong with you people? Boondocks.
Oh, Boondocks would be great.
Okay, that's fun, right? Or, you know, like a Dave and Buster's.
Fun.
You'd have fun all night.
All night. Kevin says the Dollar Tree because I want my night to be classy. Oh, a lot of ladies writing in about Super Target. Super Target, of course. Super Target got food, great makeup.
Jessica's like me. She chose a bookstore. I bailed on the bookstore, though, Jessica. It sounded good at first, but I need a little bit more action. Jennifer's going with Casa Bonita.
Oh, yes. That's great.
You know what? And here's Sarah's got a thought, because I thought about this, too. She chose the Mall of America up in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And I thought about a mall. Like, could you cheat and pick a mall and that you could get into all of the different stores?
You have a master key and put the gates up.